A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. On the day of Pentecost, Peter said to the Jewish people, "Let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you have crucified." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they asked Peter and the other apostles, "And what are we to do, my brothers?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is made to you and to your children and to all those far off, whomever the Lord our God will call." He testified with many other arguments and was exhorting them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accept his message were baptized, and about 3,000 persons were added that day. The word of the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us, who have put our hope in you. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him. I will go and take him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord. And so yesterday we focused on the reality that we need to be witnesses to the resurrection. And some would say, "Well, Father, how am I to be a witness to the resurrection?" Well, because today, the way Mary was a witness to the resurrection, she went to look for Christ at the tomb, and she saw him. She didn't know it was him. Sometimes when we go to prayer, we are in the presence of God. We see him in the Blessed Sacrament and adoration 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but we don't get it. We don't realize it until we shut up long enough so he can say our name. And when he said her name, what that means is intimacy. Right? Everybody loves to hear their name. And so Jesus, from the other side, the resurrected Lord, looks at Mary and says, "Mary." And then she proclaimed, "I have seen the Lord." She was a witness to the resurrection. So for us, have we heard Jesus say our name when we pray? If not, we have some listening to do. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand.